so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Oh, yeah. That is Boogie Back to Texas by Asleep at the Wheel. And Boogie Back to Texas is what we do every week on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, former Texan Jeff Fletcher, doing the honors of playing the music for you tonight. This is show 100 of Boogie Back, and like any birthday, we are extending the celebration, as every birthday should. Last week, we did Terry's favorite songs from the top 50 songs of the century, of Boogie Back, that is. And tonight, I picked some more from that top 50 that Terry didn't steal. So we're going to start off with three pretty incredible voices, all lamenting the loss of a love. Here is Roy Orbison and Katie Langan crying.
For a while, I could smile for a while. Then I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight when you stopped to say hello. You wished me.
Thank you.
That was Monty Warden with Just to Hear Your Voice from his 1998 album, A Stranger to Me Now. Fellow Austinite Tony Price, who happens to be a favorite of Jan Laughlin, also has a version of this song, and it is pretty nice. Monty's out of Austin, and we first knew him when he was with the Wagoneers in the mid-80s. They played in the first South by Southwest Music Festival in 1987. They broke up. In about 1990, Monty went out on his own. He put out three albums in 1993, one in 1995, and one in 1999, which is the one that we just heard from there. He's with a jazz-oriented group called The Dangerous Few, but I can't find very much about them. He's got a good voice. And speaking of great voices, we open with Roy Orbison and K.D. Lang and Cryin'. And I've got a number of versions of Cryin', but this one with K.D. from the movie Hiding Out is my favorite. Roy was born in Vernon, Texas, but he was raised in Wink, Texas. The song Cryin' first came out in 1961 as a single, and then it was on his 1962 album, Cryin'. And that's been included on a whole bunch of other albums that have been out of his since then. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. We are playing some of my favorite songs from the first 99 shows of Boogie Back. We stay in the lost love genre with a song by a great songwriter, Guy Clark, who is in Dublin but wishes that he was in Austin. Guy Clark and Dublin Blues Live.
Well, I wished I was in Austin. In the chilly parlor bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas and not caring where you are. But here I sit in Dublin. Just rolling cigarettes, holding back and choking back to shakes with every breath. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. And I loved you from the get-go, I love you till I die. And I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. I am just a poor boy, Works my middle name. If money was a reason, oh, I would not be the same. But I'll stand up and be counted. I'll face up to the truth. I'll walk away from trouble, but I can't walk away from you. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. And I loved you from the get-go, I love you till I die. And I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye.
Thank you all very much. nice old porch is like a big old red and white Hereford bull, standing under a mesquite tree. I don't know what they'll say, and he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. Just a sweating and a pen, 'cause his work is never done. And this old porch is like a steaming greasy plate of enchiladas with lots of cheese and onions and a guacamole salad. And you can get him down at the LaSalle Hotel in old downtown with iced tea and a waitress, and she will smile every time. And this old porch is the palace walking on the main street of Texas. It's never seen the day, a GNR in excess with that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Giant came to town. Porch is like a weathered gray haired 70 years of Texas is doing all it can not to give in to the city, and he always takes the rent late so long as I run the cattle, and he picks me up at dinner time and I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazos still runs muddy just like she's run all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind, the cotton's all but gone. And you know this brand new Chevrolet, hell, it was something back in 60, but now there won't nobody listen to him, 'cause they all think he's crazy. And this old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those passers-by who said we'd never get back up. This old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back up.
That was Lyle Lovett, and This Old Porch came from his debut album, Lyle Lovett, released in 1986. The song was written by Lyle and Robert Earl Keen. They met in 1976, and when both were going to Texas A&M, Robert Earl was hanging out on the front porch with his buddies playing some music when Lyle rode up on his bike and said he liked their music and wondered if he could play with them. And that was the start of their friendship and collaboration that's lasted through today. And the descriptions of what that porch means to them, I think, are just priceless. A greasy, steaming plate of enchiladas. Before Lyle, we heard Guy Clark and Dublin Blues, and I got that version from the album Best of the Dual Tone Years. It came out in 2017, kind of as a tribute to Guy Clark after he died. It was a title cut of an album, came out in 1995. Guy also was a master luthier, and Holly Gleason, a writer for Rolling Stone, described Guy this way: probably the closest thing to Hemingway, Nashville, or the Lone Star State would ever see. Lean prose, gut strings ringing, and a hard-won dignity that embraced tenderness as the ultimate manifest of toughness. And if you've ever been in the Chili Parlor Bar on Lavaca Street in Austin, as Terry and I have been, have some chili. It's really good. You are listening to Great Songwriting and Performing on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Well, this next set or so is about death, but it really isn't quite as grim as you might think. We're going to lead off with Lonnie Mack, who's a guy born right near my hometown, at Terry's hometown of Cincinnati. This guy eventually settled in Austin. He's got a song about a habit that can lead to death if it's not controlled. Here is Lonnie Mack with Oreo Cookie Blues.
Chocolate on my fingers, icing on my lips, sugar, diabetes, and blubber on my hips. I keep the nightlight burning in the kitchen, babe, so I can go downstairs and cruise. I got them Oreo cream sandwich, chocolate covered cream filled cookie blue. I hide them in the cabinet, I keep them in a jar for emergencies, you know. I keep them in the glove compartment of my car, and I can't live without them. They get me high and I can get on booze. I got them Oreo cream sandwiches, chocolate covered cream filled cookie blues. Play it one time, Steve. Says I'm crazy, you better give them up and quick, or you be pushing up daisies, because boy, you definitely sick, you know. But I couldn't quit if I wanted to. Yeah, I don't want to lose. Chocolate covered cream filled cookie. Bill.
by Nabisco ain't no rookie. Next best thing to Nookie Blue.
And smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Now you won't see no sad and teary eye when I get my wings and it's my time to fly.
Call my friends and tell them there's a party, come on by. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Been here long enough. So sing and tell more jokes and dance and stuff. Just keep the music playing, that'll be a good goodbye. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Take me out and build a roaring fire. Roll me in the flames for about an hour. Then take me out and twist me up and point me toward the sky. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that was Willie Nelson. And Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die. That came from his Heroes album that was released in 2012. That album has a whole bunch of guests on it, including, as you heard on that cut, Snoop Dogg and Kris Kristofferson and Jamie Johnson. And an amusing request for Willie, but given the centrality of dope to Willie's life and his mystique, it's not surprising that he would have that kind of request. Before Willie, we heard Lonnie Mack and Oreo Cookie Blues from his Strike Like Lightning album, released in 1985. You also heard Stevie Ray Vaughan on the National Steel Guitar, Lonnie's brother Billy on the slide, and Lonnie himself was born in West Harrison, Indiana, just across the border from Cincinnati, and I lived in Harrison, Ohio for a year or so, substitute teaching. Lonnie released a couple of guitar instrumentals in 1963, which really raised the bar for rock and roll guitar proficiency, and kind of gave the guitar a little bit of boost, I think, in rock and roll at that time. Later in his career, his good friend Stevie Ray Vaughan convinced him to come on down to Austin and live there and play down there, and indeed he did, and really kind of rejuvenated him and his guitar playing. Speaking of Stevie Ray Vaughan, let's do another story of a request after death, and this is kind of a weird one. This is a true story of a pimp from Chicago who wanted to be buried in his red Cadillac. And Bill Carter wrote this song, and you're going to hear Stevie say in the intro. So here's Stevie Ray Vaughan and a live recording of Willie the Wimp in his Cadillac coffin.
Now here's a song written by a very good friend of ours from Austin, Texas. A man by the name of Bill Carter. As you know, this must be a song about this guy all dressed up in his red hat, red suit, diamonds on all his fingers. The only problem was this guy was trying to drive to heaven in a coffin. He ain't going too far, I believe. Anyway, it's about that time again to say hello and goodbye to Willie. Set him off in the furnace style. That casket will be a really cool while. Such a Chicago, a thank of a mountain. Will it all way up in his Cadillac coffin? That casket looked like a fancy field. It had a vanity license and a Cadillac grill.
Thank you. flashing red lights. Wish she had wings, but no word was spoken. Wheeling away, I'm putting his Cadillac coffin. I said, wheeling away, I'm putting his Cadillac coffin.
Yeah, that was the unmistakable voice and guitar of Stevie Ray Vaughan and the Bill Carter song, Willie the Wimp. It was recorded live at McFinn's Festival in 1988. And of course, Stevie was born and raised in Dallas, but he's dropped out of high school and he moved to Austin, Texas. And he did pretty well. He played in a few bands there and then he started a couple of his own and he really gained fame outside of Texas about after his performance at the Montreux Jazz Festival. I think that was in the early 80s, 1982. And he died way, way too early in a helicopter crash in 1990 at the age of 35. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some of my favorite tunes from the first 99 of Boogie Back. Thanks for listening. So we're going to slow things down a little bit and turn away from death and return to the sad side of love and a little nostalgia, starting off with a story of a broken relationship that results in the singer, as you will see, being pretty broke down. Here's Slade Cleaves with Broke Down.
Sherry had a pawn shop bound of gold, a sink full of dishes and a love grown cold. Long came a boy, pretty as the devil. She took his hand, the whole thing unraveled. There's no turning round, it's broke down. Billy took the ring, jammed it in his pocket, drove downtown and tried to hawk it. Down at the bottom of Lake Pontchartrain, there's a love note carved inside a wedding ring. Broke down, cracked it and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn and frayed, ain't nothing left you could give away. There's no turning round, it's broke down. Telling where love goes, baby, down where the Black River flows. Won't be coming back round, it's broke down. Baby in the back seat and another on the way. Sherry thinks of Billy at the end of every day. Spends her nights waiting for real life to start, listening to the sound of her double-crossed heart. Broke down, cracked it and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. There's no turning round, it's broke down. On the the other side of town, two lovers lie still. Cigarette smoking on a windowsill. There's a picture locked up in an old suitcase. Billy closes his eyes, but he still sees her face. Broke down, cracked dead and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn and frayed, ain't nothing left you could give away. There's no turning around, it's broke down. Broke down.
I turned right on first, left on a white oak, back to my old neighborhood. Saw old Doc Randolph, his mona's yard. He's kept it about the best he could. The devil and his wife of 32 years, she smiled as I drove by. She waved from her front porch swing, and she went back to reading her $2 novel, playing with the wedding ring. A few houses needed painting, a few gates were unhinged. Place looked the same. The driveways are full of bikes and Buick sedans. Things any good American claim. All them other lovers that married for cover, now they's out for the sacred nightly stroll. They were wishing they characters in a $2 novel, wishing for the waiting gold. Best high school friend. Now he manages the hardware store. She became a nurse. I became a memory then. And all my other buddies, they just got lost in outer space, and they ran off to serve their country well. And they're all fighting in war of $2 novels, which are only the toughest live to tell. So I turned right on a white oak, and was left on first, out of that old neighborhood. I left Dr. and Mrs. Randolph sipping iced tea on the front porch, if I'd ever come to any good. And on a thousand shady streets, a thousand other towns, now people Lord, they was doing just the same. And they're all living their lives like $2 novels and wondering why the world is so insane. They're all living their lives like $2 novels and wondering why there's nothing left.
Darden Smith with $2 novel, Story of Nostalgia and What If. That came from Darden's 1986 debut album, Native Soil, and you also heard Nancy Griffith singing backup vocals and Gene Elders on fiddle there as well. We were lucky to see Darden and hear that song live, well, with a bunch of others, a couple times in Austin. He was born in Brenham, Texas, which is not far from College Station, and in addition to making music, he created the Be an Artist program to encourage creative expression among young people in at-risk situations. And also, he's a member of the group that does songwriting with soldiers to help them use music to cope with the trauma of combat. Before Darden, we heard Slade Cleaves with the title cut off of his album Broke Down, released in 2000. Slade was a Mainer who moved to Austin to be around songwriters like Guy Clark, who we heard earlier in the show. He's still there and quite a songwriter. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and I really appreciate your tuning in and listening. So we're going to head toward the door of Boogie Back with two very different bands playing some songs that are going to get your blood moving a little bit this evening. We're going to lead off with Robert Plant and the Band of Joy with Somewhere Trouble Don't Go.
Devil had a daughter, took me to deep water, tried to kill me with a kiss. Said, hey now, honey, what about the money? I said, I ain't got time for this.
Take me somewhere trouble don't go. Make me someone trouble don't know. She wants to go too far, but she wants to go too far. First color love is so fine. Here comes heartache right behind. Here comes heartache right behind.
Make me someone trouble don't know.
Yeah, that was Buddy Miller on vocals, and he also played guitar. And that was Robert Plant in the Band of Joy with Somewhere Trouble to Go, a song that was written by Buddy Miller. Also, you heard on that cut, Robert Plant was on the harp and backup vocals. And let's see, Patty Griffin was on backup vocals along with Daryl Scott on banjo and backup, and Brian House on bass, and Marco Giovino on drums. Robert and Patty were Texans because they used to be a couple and live part-time in Austin, Texas, and part-time in England. So get your dancing shoes on if they aren't already, because we're going to dance out the door with the Fabulous Thunderbirds and a song called My Babe, recorded live. In addition to Kim Wilson on vocals and their regular band, you're going to hear a ripping piano from Gene Taylor. So you might as well get up now. The Fabulous Thunderbirds on The Voice of Vashon and My Babe. Thanks for listening.
Well, my babe, my babe, my
fabulous Thunderbirds on Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.